Philip Saint-Papier, Refugee here in Curie. Today's date is 05/12/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Kilfour Chavez. Chavez spells C-H-A-V-E-Z. Kilfour spells K-L. Clifour spells K-L-I-F-O-R. Date of birth is 01/26/1981. This is a 44-year-old gentleman here for follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient said he was seen in the emergency. As seen at another facility recently, probably an emergency room, and states that he was diagnosed with strep throat and was advised to follow up because of his blood pressure period. He said his throat is much better, but he continues to have a cough. He says cough is productive. Clears sputum. Denies chills. Denies myalgia. Denies increased temperature period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, he endorses occasional alcohol use, occasional tobacco use, and denies drug use. Next paragraph, medication none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient is accompanied by his wife, who stated that he snores and will wake up as if he is having problems breathing during his sleep period. Next paragraph. Patient denies chest pain. He denies exertional dyspnea. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, morbidly obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 175/109. Repeat blood pressure is 163/107. Next paragraph. Next, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no vascular distension. He has bruit on bilateral anterior cervical triangle. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient cough whenever he takes deep breaths. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. He has 1+ spitting edema in his lower extremities. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No tenderness of palpation, no visible peristalsis. No rigidity as normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, 1+ pitting edema in bilateral lower extremities. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left ventricular hypertrophy. Number 2 is morbid obesity. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is sleep apnea. Number 5 is peripheral edema, period. In the clinic today, we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Also testosterone and PSA, period. Next paragraph, we also did ultrasound to assess patient's cardiac function, assess his kidneys and peripheral circulation. Echo reveals a ejection fraction of approximately 45. Enlarged heart. Next paragraph. EKG was done. EKG reveals sinus rhythm with left ventricular hypertrophy with repolarization. Next paragraph. A patient will be referred to a cardiologist. However, he indicated that he would like to wait until his next visit to see if before he sees a cardiologist. He was sent home with the following medication: lisinopril/8CTZ 10/12.5. He will take 1 POQ AM for 90 days, number 90. I repeat patient's strep test. Strep was negative. Patient will be referred for a sleep study. As this is sleep apnea has been known to be associated with high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and obesity. And this patient does seem that he can benefit from a sleep study and intervention for his sleep apnea period. He was also sent on with Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. Next line, patient was given a blood pressure log. He is to record his blood pressure every single day to see the effect of the lisinopril/8CTZ and to come back within 5 days for us to make some adjustments if indicated. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of education.